Imagine finding words for wounds you thought were unspeakable. This is the miracle of Milk and Honey, a collection that transforms private suffering into universal connection. Through four sections charting a journey from trauma to healing, these poems speak directly to experiences often kept hidden in shame. The sparse, unadorned language strips away pretense, leaving only raw truth on the page. No wonder millions found themselves in these words. The collection's power lies not in literary complexity, but in emotional authenticity, the feeling of being truly seen, perhaps for the first time. These poems remind us that our deepest pain, when given voice, can become our greatest source of connection to others. They whisper what we've always known but rarely acknowledged, that beneath our carefully constructed exteriors, we share the same fundamental human experiences of wounding and recovery. Here's a more suitable version that preserves the key messages while using more appropriate language for audio. When Trauma Shapes Identity. The narrative begins with early childhood experiences of boundary violations, where inappropriate interactions become unwanted life lessons. A young child's first experience with unwanted attention marks the beginning of a challenging journey of understanding personal autonomy and consent. These poems examine how certain societal structures can perpetuate psychological harm across generations. Young people learn to minimize their presence while observing family dynamics where some voices dominate while others remain silent. The physical self becomes both vulnerable and resilient. Yet within these experiences emerges a powerful spirit of resilience. These poems serve as testimonies rather than surrenders. Through the act of articulating experiences often hidden from view, individuals reclaim their narrative authority. The creative process of writing itself becomes an act of empowerment, transforming silence into strength. What transformations might occur if society created more space for these important conversations? If we acknowledged how many individuals carry hidden emotional burdens beneath careful composures? Note, the rewrite maintains the core message about trauma, healing, and societal impact while using more indirect and clinical language suitable for audio generation. How do we move from trauma to connection? These poems explore desire with refreshing directness. The very thought of you has my legs spread apart like an easel with a canvas begging for art. There's no coyness, just raw acknowledgement of desire as a creative force making art of our bodies. The poems map emotional intimacy with equal precision, showing how presence transforms us. You've touched me without even touching me. True connection transcends the physical. It's about being truly seen. What sustains love? These poems suggest its shared understanding of struggle. I need someone who knows struggle as well as I do. Even conflict becomes a site of connection as the poems explore how arguments and passion intertwine. Physical reconnection becomes communication beyond words. This isn't presented as a solution to relationship problems, but acknowledges the complexity of human connections. Throughout runs a current of wonder that, despite trauma and fear, the heart still opens. Connection remains possible, not as a miracle, but as natural human resilience, our persistent desire to reach toward one another across the chasms of our individual experiences. What happens when connection fails? When love becomes another form of pain? These poems examine relationship disillusion with unflinching clarity, refusing easy consolations or simplified narratives about moving on. They challenge passive acceptance of endings. It's us, you fool. We're the only ones that can bring us back together. They place agency in human hands rather than fate, while warning against misinterpretation. Don't mistake salt for sugar. If he wants to be with you, he will. This tension between agency and acceptance runs throughout, recognizing that while we can't control others' feelings, we can control our responses. The poems expose how intimacy can be weaponized. He only whispers, "I love you," as he slips his hands down the waistband of your pants, and examine the bitter aftermath. The next time you have your coffee black, you'll taste the bitter state he left you in. Self-worth emerges as the crucial factor in leaving. I didn't leave because I stopped loving you. I left because the longer I stayed, the less I loved myself. This reframes leaving not as abandonment, but as self-preservation when relationships become destructive. After trauma, love, and heartbreak, what remains? The final section charts a path from pain to recovery through verses that guide you home to yourself. This isn't about forgetting pain, but integrating it into your evolving identity. Self-reliance emerges as central. Accept that you deserve more than painful love, and loneliness is a sign you are in desperate need of yourself. These insights suggest the antidote to painful relationships isn't necessarily better relationships, but a stronger relationship with oneself. Body acceptance receives attention. I like the way the stretch marks on my thighs look human. In a culture obsessed with physical perfection, this declaration feels revolutionary, redefining beauty beyond conventional standards. The poems address the connection between self-love and others' treatment. How you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. This places responsibility on changing our relationship with ourselves rather than changing others. They also emphasize community, particularly female solidarity. My heart aches for sisters more than anything. Healing happens both individually and collectively through shared struggles and mutual support. The collection's sparse style, no capital letters, minimal punctuation, few words per line, isn't merely aesthetic, but form perfectly matched to content. Each word carries immense weight, making every syllable and line break deliberate. Like haiku or ancient Greek fragments, these poems demonstrate how reduction amplifies meaning. The stripped-down language mirrors the raw emotional states described. Direct language places readers inside traumatic experiences, rather than distancing through elaborate metaphors. The lack of capitals creates intimacy, like reading private journals, while subtly resisting conventional hierarchies. In a collection about power imbalances, even grammar becomes rebellion. The white space surrounding these brief poems creates room for readers to insert their own experiences, explaining why many feel personally addressed. These poems invite projection and identification. Simple language doesn't mean simple ideas. Complex emotional states are distilled to their essence, creating statements both personal and universal. The accompanying illustrations extend this minimalist approach, using basic visual elements that echo the text's economy while adding layers of meaning. The title Milk and Honey symbolizes nourishment and sweetness across cultures. The collection transforms bitter experiences into something sustaining through honest confrontation rather than denial. This transformation occurs through language itself. Finding precise words for inexpressible experiences converts formless suffering into structured expression, making pain bearable by giving it shape and bringing it into shared understanding. The four sections chart this transformative journey, from trauma through love, heartbreak, and healing, presented as cyclical rather than linear, with healing as an ongoing practice. The most profound alchemy happens between writer and reader. Private suffering, transformed into resonant art, creates connection across difference, turning individual pain into a bridge rather than a barrier. When we find words for our wounds, we discover we were never as alone as we thought. Our stories become vessels of connection, creating pathways for others to navigate from darkness into light, transforming individual suffering into universal understanding.